Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.5% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows a sharp sell-off in Asian equity markets overnight, with the Nikkei, Hang Seng, and Australia seeing heavy falls, with banks under pressure, while European equity markets are mostly firmer in early trade following deep losses on Monday. Bond yields are firmer following sharp falls on Monday. The US 10-year is up 6 basis points at 3.57%, while the 2-year is choppy above 4%. The dollar is firmer across the board following Monday's sell-off. Oil is down. Gold is softer. Industrial metals are mostly lower. The market's attention remains on the spillover effects from Silicon Valley Bank's collapse. Major Asian financials were under pressure overnight, just like price action seen in European markets on Monday. European banks have limited direct exposure to SVB, but wider concerns remain over financial stability. Aside from the turmoil in banking stocks, the fallout has led to a rapid repricing of monetary policy expectations. A dovish repricing of the Fed rate path continues, with markets now attaching a 40% probability of a hold next week, followed by multiple rate cuts from June. Meanwhile, a European Central Bank source report on Monday said that a 50 basis point move this Thursday is still likely, but a rethink is underway on aggressive rate tightening thereafter. The Bank of England could pause next week, given it was seen close to the end of its cycle anyway, and a Reserve Bank of Australia pause in April is now the base case. And the turmoil is also seen lessening pressure on the Bank of Japan for a near-term pivot, as the 10-year yield trades around 30 basis points below the yield curve control upper limit. On the macro front, UK data has showed signs of easing in the labour market, with wage growth slowing. Overnight, Australian consumer confidence held near historic lows, while business confidence turned negative. The major data due out of the US today will be CPI, which is forecast to show a year-on-year moderation in headline and core reads, although previews have flagged upside risk. Also due up on today's US economic calendar, NFIB Small Business Index, Redbook Chain Store, and API crude inventories. In corporate news, Momentive Global has agreed to be taken private by Symphony Technology for $9.46 per share in cash. In after-hours trading, Momentive shares were up around 19%. And the Financial Times reported that more than a dozen venture capital firms are working on a plan to preserve parts of Silicon Valley Bank, having been in talks since late last week about how to enable the company to continue lending to, investing in, and advising companies in the technology sector. Asian equities tumbled on Tuesday, with Japan, Korea, and Australia all closing sharply lower, with banks selling off. Greater China was also lower, with the Hang Seng notably underperforming its mainland peers. The MSCI Asia Pacific Financials Index was down as much as 2.7% early on Tuesday to its lowest level since November last year. In regional news, the Bank of Japan announced an expansion to its fixed-rate purchase program, covering the four newest benchmark 10-year issues, up from three previously. Higher rates on such bond loans to curtail short selling will also remain. And a Reuters poll showed that the Bank of China is expected to inject more fresh funds through medium-term policy loans for a fourth straight month on Wednesday. European equity markets are mostly firmer in early trade. In European news, Eurozone finance ministers have backed last week's European Commission recommendation to start tightening fiscal policy next year, although they could not reach a deal on debt reform. There is more speculation ahead of the UK budget, with Chancellor Hunt set to announce plans for 12 new investment zones with tax incentives for investment, in addition to raising the lifetime cap and annual allowance for pension savings. And the European Union is expected to announce a proposal today to reform the electricity market to reduce price swings. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.